Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Yes, I
Welcome
am.
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go, go, go! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down! All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Position under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, man.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show. A broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind, mind. A journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the on-air sign up ahead.
Brian Fuck, ladies and gentlemen. I'm host Bing Fisher, and you're listening to American by Design. We're a little late in our broadcast. We had some technical difficulties, which it always seems like it's Murphy's Law that it happens to me. Why is it always happening to me? Anyways, we could not log in with Skype, so I'm using this Direct Connect thing, and I'm not really sure about how that's going to go, but well, we'll muddle through it. Look, if you want to find me, let's get rid of all this stuff. And I think I'm going to take and put all this on the front show page somewhere so that you guys can find me. So you can look me up because, you know, you might want to look me up so you can send me hate mail, so you can, you know, trash me or try to, because it ain't going to work with me. I've been doing this stuff a long time. Anyways, you can find me. My website, the achievement, I call it, the achievement, is bitemeinthebasement.com. I wish you would all just go there. You can read some articles. And if you would really like to, go ahead and log in, register. And then once you register, you'll be able to get into the forums. You'll be able to write articles and that kind of stuff if you want to. That's all up to you. You can also find me on Facebook, Bing Fisher, F-I-S-C-H-E-R. You can find me on Twitter, Trad American, just a ton of different places. I've got groups and so on Facebook, American by Design, traditionalamericanmovement.com used to be a website that I ran. I set up websites for politicians, for musicians, for all sorts of people, and that's what basically I do. I don't do that for a living. I do that on the sideline, but it's nice to have y'all here. It's nice to have y'all here because it's hard to get some of these shows together. And then I'm sitting there, I'm listening to my last show, and I'm going, why is my left input the only input I'm getting? And that's what you're hearing tonight, is basically mono, because either my sound card took a crap on me or my mixing board is having fits. So I got everything panned to the middle, and we should be ready to go. But it's like, I don't know. My voice is not as loud as what it should be. Anyways, we're here to talk about the Supreme Court nomination of from Donald Trump to Amy Coney Barrett. And I know there's some people that you know, think there might have been a better nomination, but the thing is that it's got to be fast-tracked fairly quick, because we've got elections coming up, and we've got possible fraud coming up, and we've got to make sure that we've got a 9-seat court, because we can't have an even Steven type court. It should be according to what the rules are, as far as what we've laid out. It's not in the Constitution. They can pack the court. But it's amazing to me, and I've got a personal story that I want to share with you too, about what happened to my wife after she said that she was voting for Trump. After a man went after on a tirade against Trump. But I'm going to share that a little bit later. But right now, the liberal heads are exploding. They're exploding. Bill Maher is saying that Amy is effing nuts. Okay, I can't repeat that, but effing nuts. Because she's a Catholic, because she believes in a religion, because she believes in a higher power, that she believes in something other than controlling people. She believes in something. And I find that very refreshing. And the Democrats, they hate it. Their minds are blowing up. They can't handle this because they lost the election. And then, look, there are consequences to elections. And that's what President Trump said. And that's what they know. And that's why their heads are melting down. Their heads are melting down, and they want to pin it on healthcare, for one thing. Roe v. Wade, yeah, that's another. But healthcare is what they want to pin it on, because they've got, I tell you what, guys, the next week is going to be monumental, because you've got stuff dropping out of the investigations. You've got the debates on Tuesday. You've got another book or another shoe that's going to fall on Wednesday that I hear. And this involves Comey, Clapper, Peter Strzok, a bunch of other people. You got Lindsey Graham. He's in a fight for his life over there in Carolina. So, you know, probably need to get him some money. We've got a lot of issues going on in this country. And what is really killing me is to see the mentality of the people that just want to come out and just trash you. Now, I can take it. And I know there's some others on this network and some others, in different circumstances and places that can take it, and they can dish it out too, and I can dish it out too. So if you're liberal and you want to call me and talk about this, the number here is 646-478-5284. Give me a call. I'd really love to steal your french fries where you're working. But anyways, getting back to I think Amy, you know, studying under the Supreme, or studying under some of the, you know, justices that she has. I'm sorry, I had a mental block there, but I can't see how the Democrats are going to sit there and go through the thing they did with Kavanaugh with her. I can't see that. You know, with Scalia, her studying under Scalia, it was, she picked up a lot of stuff. And Scalia was a brilliant mind. I mean, I've got to say he's probably one of my favorite justices of all time, Antonin Scalia. He just had a very profound look at the Constitution, and he looked at it simply. He looked at it without making politics involved, without making executive judges, you know, executive judgments based off the bench or based off some foreign court somewhere. He was a very astute scholar. And that's what I think we got in Amy Barrett. I think we got a very astute scholar, studied under Scalia, obviously had already been, you know, appointed to the, I think, 6th judicial lower court. And she's already been vetted. So this whole process should take nothing. If it was on the other side of the aisle, you'd know damn well that they would sit there and get their push through. Now, they're talking about all this, you know, mind-blowing stuff like, oh, we're going to pack the court. We're going to pack the court. We're going to change the Constitution. You got Hillary out there. Hillary even is still involved in all of this. And if you think about it, it's so pathetic. It is so pathetic that she lost, and there's consequences to losing. Hillary, dear, there's consequences. But she lost. She did not campaign. She thought she had this all wrapped up. Barack Obama didn't appoint, what, over 100 judges to the lower courts because he thought Hillary would. He thought she was going to win. Well, she didn't. So quit crying. I can't wait. I can't wait till election day. And the reason why is because I want to have a party like I did last time in 2016 and watch all these liberals just start crying and freaking out, and the heads are exploding. Let the bodies hit the floor. I mean, that's what they did back then. They were so freaked out that Trump won. When all the polls said he could not win, when all the polls and the media punsters out there said he couldn't win, and he did. But he didn't win by the popular vote. It don't matter, Hillary. He won by the Electoral College. That's another thing they're trying to get rid of. They want to tear down this Constitution. They want to tear down the Bill of Rights. They want to tear down every aspect of this society. We've got people marching and rioting in Portland, Seattle, New York City, LA. We've got failed Democratic politicians. Don't care about Black Lives Matter. Let me ask you something. What is Black Lives Matter ever done to further the cause of a black life? I can't think of anything. If you can, give me a call. But I can't think of anything. They want to keep the black people down. They want to keep them subservient to EBT, welfare. And it's not just really the blacks, it's the whites too. But they want to keep them subservient to all these government programs because they think that once they get them locked in and they give them free stuff, that they will keep voting for them. Well, the time is going to change. I'm telling you, there's a lot of black people that are tired of this. They want prosperity. They want to be something. They want to be involved in the process. They want freedom. They want to be an American, not a black person. And when they start seeing, I can't see how any Democrat could vote Democrat today. We got Sleepy Joe Biden that wants to keep putting lids on his campaign where you can't talk to him. You can't interview him. And even when you do interview them, it's wiffle ball interviews. You've got the press that are out there that are carrying water for this dude. He won't stand up to anything. He won't tell us where Hunter is. Where's Hunter, by the way? Well, Hunter's going to probably see the light of day pretty soon, I think. But like I said, this is going to be a tumultuous week ahead of us. The debates, I'm going to have popcorn. I might even do a watch party on Facebook. I don't know. I think it's going to be just a total tear up. And President Trump is saying, well, you know, he wants a drug test and he'll take a drug test. And I think Joe Biden should take a drug test too. You want to subscribe? I had to take a drug test when I got my job. If you want to subscribe to the highest position in the land, the man that holds the nuclear keys, I think you should take a drug test before the debate or after the debate. It don't really matter. I think you should. If I have to, why can't they? We need to hold the government accountable. And I think that's what's going to happen in 2020. I think the government is going to be held accountable. They undersample in the polls. They undersample the Republicans. They do it all the time. All the time. What they keep coming up with is, and that's why I don't believe the polls, is that Biden's winning in North Carolina. Biden's winning here and there. No. I'm just telling you, they're undersampling. When they undersample, they get a skewed result. Very bad skewed result. And I'm wishing that Joe actually has a good game. I don't wish nothing bad for anybody, but somebody that's been in the Senate for 180 years, as you heard him say today, he's been in the Senate for 180 years. The man is just a gaffe machine, constant total gaffe. His handlers have to handle him. His handlers have to pull him back. His handlers have to put a lid on any kind of questions. And when he gets hit by Chris Matthews with hardball questions, he's going to lose it. I'm just saying he's going to lose it. I don't know if you guys downloaded. I downloaded a Fox app. It's like Fox Bet or something like that. And I already put in my predictions for it. And you can win like $25,000 or something like that for that. I downloaded that just for fun. You know, it's something to take the edge off. It's something to kind of, I don't know, you know, just relax with it, play around with it and see what's going to happen. Do you think, and I just want to ask some of these questions, just a few maybe, but do you think Trump is going to wear a mask or do you think Biden's going to wear a mask? That's one of the questions that they ask you. I answered Biden's going to wear a mask. They said, do you think they are going to shake hands? I said, no. There was a couple other ones I'm trying to remember. But anyways, it's a cool app, man. Download it and just play around. And if you win $25,000, I'll take 10%. That'll be all right with me. Again, you're listening to Conservative Nation Media. And we've been around for quite a long time in various stages. At one time I was with Soldiers of Patriots, moved over to Conservative Radio Network, moved over to Women Patriots. I was on their show with Brenda Ward, Barbara Buffing, two great women. Just was on a lot of different shows. You know, I had my own for a little bit. And anyways, there is stupid dog. You can call in at 646-478-5284. Amy Barrett. I can't find anything wrong with this woman. I looked at her background. I've looked at who she studied under. I mean, some great minds. Notre Dame, I think she graduated. Very good university. I just can't find anything wrong. She was very humble. She's got adopted kids. She's got a great family that supports her. And it's unbelievable that Bill Maher can come out and say she's effing nuts. for standing up for her faith by claiming she's a Catholic. But that's where we've gotten right now. We've got to the point where I want the other under any circumstances concede the election. And almost in the same breath, she says that we need to remove him after the election if they win. So who's the hypocrite here? Can you see where I'm going with this? Who's the hypocrite? Hillary is just an old, used-up hag that seems to always have a place in the Democratic Party. Always. Because they love her there. She gets in the middle of stuff. She doesn't care if Bill's messing around on her. She doesn't care. She doesn't care about Monica Lewinsky. She doesn't care about any of that. But she'll get up there and just, you know, try to rip the floor. I don't know what she's trying to do. I think she's actually a little bit deranged. And speaking of deranged, there's a show on. It's a YouTube show. It's called Kellen Rich. I don't know if any of you have ever seen this thing. It's not a bad show. I mean, what they do is this woman was brought up as a classical pianist, and she's never heard any new songs like the Beatles, which I'm really not buying this anymore after what I heard this tirade that Rich did. I'm not buying it anymore. But they get on and they do like first off reviews of songs and so on. It might be the Moody Blues. It might be, I don't know, the Guess Who, Pink Floyd, the Beatles, whatever. And Kel just has like a meltdown where she's never heard this song before. Well, Rich, the other day, and my wife subscribes to this show, and there's nothing political on the show actually on YouTube, which is Kel-N-Rich. Okay. She subscribed to their Facebook page. Same thing, Kel-N-Rich. And he went on a tirade against Trump. I mean, called him everything, just, you know, said it was going to be gaslighting. I mean, just went on a tirade. And she turned around and just posted, because she's a member over there, or she was. She's probably banned now. And she goes, I'll be voting for Trump. And my God, people, the lunacy of the left and the attack that came out after her was horrendous. I mean, it even included things like, well, what are you going to do when the state owns your vagina? I mean, what's that got to do? I mean, this is the lunacy of the left. They have run out of bullets. They've got nothing to shoot you with, but they're going to throw their guns at you. That's all they got left. Gun sticks, knives, stones. That's what these protesters carry to these marches. Stones, bats. And I sat there and read some of the tripe and the insensible comments that they made against my wife. And believe me, she had to hold me back from, you know, making a comment. But I figured, well, okay, I'm going to make a comment here. I'm going to make a comment here. Go to Kellen Rich on YouTube. Ask him how he believes about Trump. The guy will probably go ballistic on you. Go to Kellen Rich on YouTube. Ask him what they believe in. How they believe in President Trump. You'll get it before you even go there, pretty much, or once you land there. And then blast him. Blast him. We have to fight fire with fire, people. We are at that point. We're at that point in time where we have to fight fire with fire. I don't like getting evil with people, but I like getting paybacks. and paybacks are a bitch. Kel and Rich. That's a good slogan. Paybacks are a bitch, Kel and Rich. Look them up. I mean, you know, there's other people that maybe want to do some other stuff like flag their posts as inappropriate or whatever. My wife just basically said, look, am I triggering you? And they came back and they said, well, no, you're not triggering. You're just totally out. You're just totally out there, you know, but or whatever they might have said. It doesn't matter. This is what the liberal agenda has accomplished. Riots in every, pretty much every major Democratic-held city. Riots. And these mayors and these governors just kowtowed to them. The president, I noticed, did finally put up that Antifa and the KKK were considered domestic terrorist groups. I would put on that list Black Lives Matter. I know why they didn't, because it's election year and they don't want to, you know, anything that's associated with black, that they don't want to put that on there. But I would put Black Lives Matter because these people are getting things from other terrorist groups. They're getting weapons. They're getting supplies. They don't care about black people. If you cared about somebody, why would you enslave them to welfare? If you really truly love somebody, like somebody in the black community, why would you sit there and say, look, dude, you're, or like Chris Matthews said back in Katrina, they're so poor and they're so black. What kind of racist statement? When people start calling me racist or calling other people a racist, I look at them and say, you know, you're pretty much the racist, not me. I'm not racist at all. I get along with all sorts of people. People, they just want to keep perpetuating this, these slurs. And like I said, they just throw the gun because the gun is empty. There's no bullets in it. It's sickening. And it's come to a point in this country that we've got to start taking it back by any means we can. Otherwise, we will be a Marxist society. We will be Venezuela. Socialist. Communist. Degenerate people, the Hollywood left, the Kells and Riches of the world that want to sit there and stifle you because you have an opinion that opposes theirs. Whatever happened to debate? Whatever happened to just getting out there and saying, look, I disagree with you and this is why? And then the opposing party says, well, I don't agree with that and this is why. No, it's not that way anymore. Not that way. They just want to get out there and they want to denigrate you. They want to bring up, and one of these guys that attacked my wife went back and looked at her Christian faith and how she adheres to it. And he brought that up too. And like I said, this is their payback time for me. Because I probably got more listeners than BSNBC. And I probably got more listeners than subscribe to them on YouTube. I don't know. We'll get there. But yeah, it's payback time. Kellen Rich. We're going to take a short break so I can get my voice back. But yeah, we're heading there. Give me a call. It's 646-478-5284. You've been listening to American by Design.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you're looking to Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER, the OC, nothing on a CD, TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no-spin spinner, a flat-out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 cent Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every black-eyed pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with the icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you gotta know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way. He's the truth and the life. One day he's going to split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time.
It hits home with me in a lot of aspects, but yeah, getting back to Amy Coney Barrett, I can't wait for next week. And I know some of you guys got shows, Robert, I think you're in channel. This is going to be the week that is going to define the radical left. Because the radical left is, like I said, they got nothing. They know this is going through, but they're going to go through every single channel, everything they can do to stop it. And they can't. They can't stop it. We already have the votes. If you're conservative, like me, we already got the votes. What they're probably going to try to do is go after her religion, of course. She's Catholic. 7 kids, 2 adopted. They're already looking at, and this is unbelievable. My wife even said to me too, she goes, why are they investigating or trying or calling for an investigation to her adopting 2 children from a different country? And I'm like, because that's what they do. They're disruptors. They're the same as the people that are out there rioting day after day after day. And these mayors do nothing about it. And then they wonder why they're losing so much money, because people are leaving their state to go somewhere else where they can make a living, where they can raise their families without having to fear walking out the door down the road to the store and being shot. or being mugged or being hassled, where they don't have to fear going out to a restaurant and Black Lives Matter protesters come up, which aren't Black Lives Matter protesters. These people are insurrects. They are part of Antifa. They're part of Antifa, and they're part. I know people say, well, Antifa took over Black Lives Matter. No, it's all the same organization. I'm trying to tell you that. It's all the same organization. It's just ran and funded and fueled by different people. George Soros mainly, and his many groups that he contributes to each fund these groups. I don't know why we can't get a handle on this. I don't know why we can't sit there and say, all right, this U-Haul was, rented out by a certain person, and that person got funded by a certain group, one of George Soros's groups maybe, or another group, and go after that group and label them domestic terrorists, because that's what they are. They're not protesters. There's such a thing, and I don't have nothing against people protesting. I've been in many Tea Party movements, many, where we went and protested what we thought was, taxed enough already. I mean, we're teed off. And we went and protested. We cleaned up afterwards, which you don't see these people doing. There was no violence. We didn't block intersections. We didn't block roads. We didn't interfere with the police. We protested. That's the First Amendment. They want to change that because the First Amendment is also one that interferes with their movement, because the First Amendment says that basically you have the right to assemble, you have the right to free speech, petition the government. They don't want your free speech. They want their free speech. They want to stifle you. They want to control you. It's Nazism, fascism, control, obey, or be ostracized. I don't think that's what the American people want. And I think the more they see these protests and these liberal mayors and these liberal governors that sit there and allow this to continue and go on, where these poor people, to quote Chris Matthews, these poor people that are so poor and so black, that are living in these slums, have to put up with. They don't want it. The majority of them don't want it. The defund the police movement. What a novel concept idea. Take away the police, the ones that you want to call when you're in trouble. Next they'll go for EMS. Next they'll go for firefighters. I imagine they already have in certain circumstances. I just haven't seen it to that large of a scale. But they preach tolerance, but it's only tolerance of if you believe in them. It's only tolerance. They are only tolerant of you if you agree to succumb to what they espouse. And it's time as Americans, especially now it's important. We've got a Supreme Court justice that's going to be nominated. There's no way around it. She's going to be nominated. And I think she's a bright mind. I mean, everything I looked at her, just everything is just bright. She's, in as far as a person goes, very intuitive. She loves her family. She loves her country. She loves her God. She probably loves her guns, too. And that's what they're after. They're after all of it. They want to transform this country into something that they don't even understand exists. They don't even get it. They just want something different. They've been brainwashed by liberal professors, teachers at schools. They want something different because they're so freaking miserable. That's how these people are that attacked my wife. And they came out of the woodwork. I was reading all these messages. Liberals are pretty much miserable people. They hate themselves. They hate the country. And they'll try anything, anything, but they ain't got much. They can't debate you because you're smarter than them. But they'll bring up the Democratic Party is the only party that stands up for the poor downtrodden black man and Hispanics. I'm sorry, the Democratic Party did not free the slaves. You were the party of Jim Crow. You were the party of racism. George Wallace, remember that? I remember him standing outside of the school, not letting them to bring black people in. The Republican Party freed the slaves. The party of Lincoln freed the slaves, not the Democratic Party. And Nancy Pelosi, what a piece of work. I'm just asking, I don't know if there's any women actually in the channel, but can she make her eyebrows grow like any longer? Can they go down to the bottom of her face so she looks like some kind of monster on one of these TV shows that you see? Her eyebrows are like 4 inches long. They go all the way down to her mouth almost. Not that I care about looks, but it's like, God, quit it. Get you some real eyebrows. But no, they just denigrate. They just want to, and they'll pull out anything in their book to tear you asunder. I mean, I've been fairly well protected here with what I'm doing. I do want to plug my website again, bitemeinthebasement.com. Just go on over there. Like I said, log in. And when you click log, and it'll say register. Register, get an account, and help us out over there. We don't need money. I've got it paid for. I might put up a donation thing, but that might go to charity or it might go to help support, you know, one of these candidates. But I do need writers on the front end. I do need writers to go in there and you know, if you're familiar with WordPress, it's really not that hard to do. You just write stuff, put a couple pictures in there, make a favorite picture, and you're off to the races, put some tags and categories. But I do need people that would help me write. And I noticed Robert put a link in the chat, which is nice. Thank you. We defend the Constitution. I want to bring up something else, too. I don't know for sure, but I thought it was on Fox News where somebody was saying there was a gas station in one of these towns that were being rioted. Maybe it was Atlanta or North Carolina, I think. And they had Oath Keepers that were there. And they asked the reporter, we heard reports that there was some group named the Oath Keepers that are there. And the Oath Keepers are top notch. I love them. We support the Constitution. We support the Constitution. And the reporter said, yeah, there's Oath Keepers here. There's quite a few of them. They were defending a gas station and I think a convenience store. So check out Oath Keepers. They're another group that you might want to check out. Like I said, the next week is going to really... The next week is going to be rough on a lot of different aspects, but it's going to have a lot of stuff. The shoe is going to fall on Comey Monday, I think. And then Tuesday, you got the Bates. I think Wednesday, there's another shoe dropping, and that's probably going to involve Clapper and Strzok. And then you got the rest of the week for that to hash out. And then you've got the Senate confirmation hearings on the 10th or 12th, I believe. But yeah, this next week is going to be interesting. It's going to be a very interesting time, especially for a talk radio host, because you're going to have so much fodder. It's going to be unbelievable. The debate, I really would like Robert, or I don't know if we're going to have something on the debate on Tuesday. I'd like to join in on that. Maybe coverage. I don't know. I think it would be interesting to set something up as far as the debate goes, because, you know, we could do play-by-play. I don't know. It might be interesting to do something like that. But think about it. I'd be interested in calling in. Maybe we get some other talk show hosts to call in. I want to kind of go out of this show a little bit. I'm going to have to get some new equipment, it seems, because I don't know if my sound card has blown a right-hand channel or if it's my mixing board. But regardless, I'll have to upgrade some stuff here. So I'll be doing that this week. And we're going to, you know, closely follow the next week, people, because, look, your vote is important. Tell people, try to talk some sense into people. Try to tell them that, you know, especially, you know, with minorities, you're not doing any better under Democratic control. You're doing better under Republican control than you ever have. That's a fact, Jack. That's a fact. You're doing better. Right now, we got a setback with COVID. We got a setback with the Supreme Court election and so on. And the Democrats just freaking out and their heads going poof, poof, poof. You know, it's like a bad science fiction horror movie, you know, and their heads just keep blowing up. But talk to people. Engage them. Even though you might not know them, just say, hey, you know, how are you voting? And if people come after you and people try to denigrate you and call you racist, a xenophobe, or whatever else, misogynist, you get back in their faces. It's not time for babies. Because the people that you're going after, the people that you're defending yourself against, they're the babies. They're the wussies of the world. All they know is hate. That's all they know. Hate. Mind speak. And if you're not in it to win it, then you don't deserve to be in it to begin with. We have a long trek ahead. There's still a lot of time. We've got a lot of time till the election. We have to persuade people, persuade voters. We have to get out there and talk, do a little canvassing. You don't have to do it like a 24/7 hour job. Just get out there when you see somebody, say, hey, how's it going? Who are you voting for? See what they say. You'd be surprised. Tennessee is where I'm at. I don't have to worry about it going blue. I seriously kind of fear some of the other states. I mean, there's some that we already know, New York, California, perhaps North Carolina. I don't know. I thought them people would be a little bit brighter down there in the Sun Belt. And if you're from North Carolina, it's not a disparaging remark. I'm just saying, I thought you'd, you know, have your stuff together. Pennsylvania, I don't know. Get out there, engage, get your yard signs out, promote conservatism and capitalism, because capitalism and conservatism are tied at the hip. I've always said that. I've said that for years. They're tied at the hip. They mean one thing, prosperity. You don't get prosperity from socialism. No, you get one class of people that are doing the work for everybody else. You don't get prosperity from communism. We tried communism here when we first started this country. It did not work. people did not want to work towards the common goal. But when capitalism got involved, they all worked. They had to make ends meet, to make their future brighter. That's where we're at in this country. It's class war, but we can deal with it. It's a war that really has no boundaries, because it's ideology versus ideology, capitalism versus socialism. I'll take capitalism any day of the week, because it enlifts people. It makes you stronger. It makes you want to go out there and work. It makes you want to go out there and do your best, be your best, create something. It's creativity. Socialism spawns spurns creativity. It defiles creativity because it takes the creativity out of others who stop producing because it keeps taking and taking and taking. When you run out of other people's money, that's what socialism is. You have to keep taking. Remember, Joe Biden said, when he gets to be president, if you're like me, I'm going to raise your taxes. So he's going to tax the hell out of you. The same thing with Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act. Nothing affordable about it. They said that a couple in between the age of 50 and 60 that make about $50,000 to $60,000 a year will pay $30,000 a year for Obamacare. It's not affordable. It needs to go. The mandates need to go. It needs to go. And hopefully we'll get that with this Supreme Court justice. And the ruling next week, we got that ruling next week too. We got the start of it anyways in the courts. The Affordable Health Care Act, which it's not affordable. And there's no health care. You have to wait. It's socialism. So do what you will. Engage people. Get them on your side. Friends don't let friends vote socialist or democratic. On that note, you've been listening to American by Design on Conservative Nation Media Radio, or Conservative Nation Media. I'm sorry, we dropped the radio thing a while back. And I appreciate you being here. I got one caller. I think I can squeeze him in. Let me bring him in. Hello, caller.
Yeah, you got one caller. It's me.
Oh, hey, Robert. Anyways, what do you think about that, man? Let's have a party.
Well, you know, I hadn't actually scheduled a show this next week because I'm going to be moving on Thursday and Friday. But after you said that, I'm going to go ahead and schedule a show on Tuesday.
I think it would be great, man.
That sounds like it'd be fun.
How many hosts we got now? Three?
We got you, I can't even think of his name now, Vincent, and Chris, actually, who is getting ready to start his show back up. So we've actually got four of us.
Cool. Yeah, let's try to
get
do
a hold
that.
Of them and see if they could call in on the show on Tuesday.
That might be good. Yeah, I think it'll be good. Because, you know, I can sit here and watch it through the headphones or something like that and go ahead and we'll comment. And I think it'll be a hoot, man. I mean, I'm definitely making popcorn.
Well, I'll tell you what, this whole thing with this Amy
Barrett.
Yeah, Amy Barrett. She scares the living heck out of Democrats.
Oh, I know.
And I think the main reason for that right now is that the Democrats are close to losing the majority in the Supreme Court that they've held for God, how many generations now?
Well, that's why they want to pack the court if they win, but they can't do it unless they win. So we need to make sure they don't win. And, you know, they want to pack the court. They want to change the lifespan for the justices to serve. They want to basically, you know, just tear down the whole Constitution. Damn the Constitution. You know, they just want to tear it down because it's not working for them right now. And that's where they're at. But I don't see that happening. But I don't know. Yeah, let's see if we can get something scheduled for Tuesday, man. I'd be into it. I'm into it.
Okay. Well, what time you want it, done? Because I usually do mine at 5. And I'm after I've got my next show actually scheduled for after the 1st, the Tuesday after the 1st. Right now, and I've got it scheduled for 7 o'clock because that one's after I'm going to be in the new apartment. But,
well, I have to look up and see what time the debate is exactly. I don't know, but we can do either a pregame or a postgame, you know what I mean? I don't know if we want to do something during the debate, we might, we can pick apart, but I don't know. Let's talk about it amongst ourselves, and I think it'd be a great.
That is, if the debate happens.
Well, that's if the debate. If Sleepy Joe don't have a lid on the debate, but if he has puts a lid on the debate, I think the game is over for him. So he can't sit there and hide at his house. He can't sit there, and you got Donald Trump, like you said, working his ass off. He can't sit there and hide in his house while Trump is out there on the road because Trump's making in ways. I mean. Like I said, I don't believe the polls, but look at the polls that you get from the media, and they're getting, oh, it's starting to get a close race. So, you know, and I just don't believe the polls. The polls were wrong in 2016, very wrong.
Well, they've been wrong since Reagan, actually.
Yeah, pretty much.
Even the night that Reagan won in such a landslide, they were saying that Reagan was behind. Bush was behind. Bush was behind the second time. Then, of course, Obama was ahead.
Right, right.
But even Trump, he was behind all the way up until they found out that he won.
I know. It's funny. Like I said, I just, you know, my picture I posted up there was just a liberal head exploding, or somebody's head exploding. But I like it. I think it's funny to watch these people just totally lose it. You know, that's what they're doing.
They definitely are.
Well, Robert, nice talking to you, and glad I finally got my show out. And I'm going to have to get some hardware, but we'll get it fixed. But I'm going to go ahead.
Good tonight.
Well, thank you. I'm only on mono, it seems, but if I sound good, that's fine. We're going to leave you out with a break. We're with Brian Futch, and you can reach Brian Futch on ReverbNation.com. He's a good musician, friend, and he lets me use his music. So it's a very nice copacetic relationship. Anyways, have a good night, y'all. Love you. God bless this country.
And you have a good night.
And that's what makes this country so strong. I am America. There's no price for his country he wouldn't pay. Like so many others, he fought for the cause with great devotion. Just like his daddy, he led the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. His stories have faded with his years, but his eyes say it loud.
Butch, ReverbNation.com, American by Design on Conservative Nation Media Network. We'll be back. Hold tight for the ride. It's going to get scary.